And he said, "Captain." I said, "What? Mirek, what? Are we gonna die today?" I said, "Yes, Mirek, we're gonna die today."
On October 20th, 2002, Captain Dave Shoemaker and his crew aboard the 180-foot Galaxy were fishing in the Bering Sea, some 30 miles southwest of St. Paul Island in the Pribilofs. About 4:20 p.m., the ship was hit by a very large wave on the starboard side. From all accounts, smoke was immediately detected on multiple decks. Captain Shoemaker was in the wheelhouse when a factory foreman alerted him. Thick black smoke began to fill the bridge.
The next thing I feel is this boat rock violently and this explosion that took place, and now I've got people screaming man overboard.
Before that, it had just been another day on the Freezer longliner.
Within 4 minutes, there had been a huge backdraft explosion that basically destroyed the vessel and most of its survival equipment and all of their safety plans and procedures.
Seattle area filmmaker John Sabella has produced the documentary.
This catastrophe occurred so fast, it just overwhelmed the crew.
The 137-page Coast Guard accident report is gripping, but the story of the Galaxy and the captain's words is powerfully evocative. The documentary condenses the more than 3 hours between the discovery of smoke to Shoemaker's rescue. He was the last man on the burning ship.
I'm asking people to jump off the back of a boat that's 34 feet out of the water at the dock and add 20-foot seas to that. You got 40, 45, 50 feet. And these kids are standing back there petrified. Not only am I going to have them jump off the back of the boat, I'm going to have them jump out of a four-story building.
Three crew members died, but the rest were rescued, including a National Marine Fisheries observer who was in the frigid water for nearly an hour and a half without a survival suit. Since that day, Shoemaker has told the story hundreds of times.
And when I bring up the fact that I prayed on the bow of the boat on the Galaxy, I was actually saying goodbye world and hello heaven.
Shoemaker had been with the Bering Sea Fleet for nearly 30 years, but this was the near-death experience no one ever expects. Good Samaritan boats broke off their fishing to help rescue the Galaxy crew. Later, skippers called him in the hospital where he recovered from burns.
They said, "You know, Dave, if it could happen to you, it can happen to any of us, and we need to pay closer attention."
Shoemaker now is a Coast Guard certified trainer with the North Pacific Fishing Vessel Owners Association.
This is something that I'm going to do for as long as I can do it and get in front of as many fishermen that I can.
He has realized a goal of speaking to cadets at the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. He's become a trainer for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, fisheries. It wasn't that Shoemaker or his crew had not trained for emergencies before. Training was part of their work.
I think one of the things that happens in the fleet, everybody becomes calloused at one particular point or another because we don't have the experience to relate to, or we've not had the emergency we had to deal with. We've become a little bit hardened to the fact that it could in fact happen.
Shoemaker knows there were mistakes made that day. Throughout the film, he talks about trying to regain control of his crew and the ship. The Coast Guard report of the Galaxy fire and sinking calls his actions extraordinarily brave and heroic. He and two other crew members were given Coast Guard commendations.
23 people managed to survive, and I attribute that to the effort and energy and the heroism of every individual on that vessel that day.
He estimates that most of the Galaxy crew members have left fishing. His therapy for dealing with the trauma is to help other fishermen achieve through training what he calls a level of unconscious competence in emergency response. Tragedy and Courage on the Bering Sea can be seen on 360 North, Sunday at 7 p.m. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.